Jazz pianist Cyrus Chestnut talks about music as a calling. He started playing publicly at the age of 7 in a Baptist church in Baltimore. Chestnut's newest CD, Soul Food, is a mix of styles. He performs solo on some cuts and with musicians on others, intersecting jazz with gospel, classical, and rhythm and blues. Chestnut, who visited our studio this week, says he finds influences in some unexpected places.
In many cities in Japan, when you cross the street, there's a certain tune that plays. One, I believe, is entitled Torian Sing. It's kind of like a Japanese folk song. And you hear this. And that goes on, and then you hear the. That means get out the way, or else you go, cars gonna come. This is some cities. And then there was other cities where I heard this. I was walking down the street, and I was like. And so if you're walking here, after a while, it's like, so what is that? After about a few blocks, it's like, okay, now with the melody in mind, let's see what I can do with it. So so I later on learned that it was entitled Coming Through the Rye, and is it being the gospel tune? Okay.
News to you, huh?
Very much so.
I guess inspiration comes in all forms.
Everywhere. Subways, planes, trains, automobiles, people.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of the compositions on your latest CD are original, except for those two songs, the Coming Through the Rye and Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Yes.
It seems that your gospel roots are never too far away from what you do.
I'll tell you real quickly about Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. I was at a church one day, the Allen Temple Baptist Church in Oakland, California, and Betty Gatlin, the music minister there, she says, play a spiritual. She says, how about Swing Low, Sweet Chariot? I always like to take the challenge of playing something slow. That comes from a Betty Carter experience. <yeah. laughs> And it's a great challenge to play things slow because I wanted to see how slow I could make it without it being boring.
So what'd you come up with? You mentioned Betty Carter, and I was wondering, what kind of influence did she have on you, and has that worked its way through this CD release?
Betty has had a major influence on my life. She taught me a lot about how to play music, how to win an audience over by using skill, not using gimmicks or tricks. Little things, programming, you know, how to do a set, how to survive in the music business.
Mm-hmm.
Betty often said jazz is about finding out who you are. And I think this particular record, although all of the records there, if you listen closely to the compositions and the playing, there is succession, there is forward motion, but this particular record is really the beginning of kind of not really trying to adhere to the quote-unquote putting on of the clown suits, not trying to be hip for hip's sake, just be natural. The gentleman who works with me in the trio now, his name is Michael Hawkins. The three of us, Neil Smith, who plays drums, myself and Michael, we often talk about our experiences growing up in church. And it has found itself on the bandstand, so.
Let me hear a little bit of Brother Hawky Hawk.
Some people think of that as maybe like a New Orleans type groove, and I'm just thinking about Sunday school. Growing up in church, and there was the march. And when I think about it right now, to see everyone in perfect harmony with the music, you know, talking to Mike and Neil, say, you know, we ought to go on and just let it go. And so that's what we've been doing.
What's it like playing jazz these days? And do you feel that artists like yourself and younger jazz musicians are compelled to bring in popular music of the day and in the sorts of things you do?
Well, I try to find ways of just bringing all of the umbrellas and merging them into one. I have a gospel background, I have a classical background, and I definitely have a jazz background. My first studio session was a country session, country music, you know. It's rhythm and blues, and I think jazz is really about expressing yourself. And so, looking at history, all of the musicians expressed themselves in their time. And this is now new millennium, this is 2001. And so I think the encouragement for musicians today is just to simply explain themselves where we are right now. Because truly, jazz is about right now.
Cyrus Chestnut playing the title cut from his new CD, Soul Food.